What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We are back in the house, and we've got somebody that hasn't been around in a while. What's up, Jasmine?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good. Big O's in the house, too. What's up, man? It's been a long time. Not since, what, last night?
Yeah, really. You know I'm down to clown, motherfucker.
So you guys are in for a treat. Not only do you get us again two nights in a row, but this is the bonus episode for season four. We've done a one or two, right, at least every season. So we felt like, just fuck it, let's do a bonus episode. It's been a while.
Oh. Yeah, shave down there and we're going to whip this shit out.
Right? Some of us shave for this.
Yeah, every time you guys hit me up to try to podcast, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go. And I fall asleep. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I text Jester and I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, I missed it.
Like, yeah. like a scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. If I don't go, he's going to call. I got to go. I just got to go. No, I'm going to sleep. I got to call. No, he's going to call. I got to go. I'm going.
and then us at pregame, Bueller. Pretty
much. Jasmine.
It's so bad.
But no, I know that 3-hour time difference is rough, though. I mean, Big O and I were on a 1-hour time difference for a good minute, and then once the cycles all synced up, it was easier to
to jump. Yeah, well, I'm like 3 hours ahead.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's rough, man. That titty milk hit different on my baby, not me, but.
Just put a little whiskey in there and put them out every time.
Yeah, it just knocks me the fuck out. Like, she's just knocked out right now. So we're good.
Yeah.
I timed it right this time. Took me fucking 8 months, but Jesus.
Nice. No, it'll be cool to start earlier, but like it's only 6 o'clock here, so we're still like barely getting off of work or not done with work yet. Like I got stuck the other day because I had to wait for the person that I had to let know, hey, I'm taking off for the day. No, yeah. But they were all in a fucking meeting and they were all in the same.
Oh, you got a job now.
Yeah. Back to work. The party's over. That's what Fuck Checker was saying. She's like, all right, good for you. Sucks. The party's over, though. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it does. I'm like, I'm going to miss sleeping till fucking like 9. And she's like, well, maybe they'll keep your hours the same and then you can. You know, you can sleep till like 8:30. I'm like, maybe.
It's cool that stripper DoorDash hired you, man.
Right?
I mean, those rip-off pants at the front door and then take off.
Nice. Right? It was. I applied like hell to get in there.
I bet you did.
I had a kept cookie stripper vouch DoorDash. Me and everything.
Yeah, instead of delivering food, he delivers his meat. He's got a sign that says, reach out for some beef jerkies.
Like a fucking chicken place or that fucking serves up fried roosters called We Deliver Cock.
Nice.
Oh, man. How much is a tip up for that?
I say, look me in the eyeball when I'm feeding you my chicken.
That'd be like the fucking thing with the TSA guy all over again. I'm going to pat you down. Okay, but you have to maintain eye contact the whole time.
Contact.
That's what we need to get is shirts. Like there was a photograph of someone going through TSA and it shows the guy standing a stick figure on his chest saying me walking through the airport TSA and then shows the TSA on his knees looking like he's blowing them. And then the picture was the TSA patting him down on his knees in front of his crotch. So match the shirt.
We should do that.
Are you going to respect me after this, sir?
Oh yeah, you're the boss. You got it. You're
look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. You're a pro. Pro.
So how's how's new parent life treating you?
Oh man, it's like starting all over. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Well, guess what? Okay. You're in it for 18 years now.
I already got a 10-year-old, and I magically decided, oh, let me go get pregnant again. So I'm going to start to fuck over. I'm like, great.
Is shit happening that you forgot the fucking kids do at that age?
Oh, babies are so cute. They smell good. And then you get one, you're like, oh, God, I remember this.
Oh, man, it's fucking crazy because, you know, I thought I remember. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. And then all of a sudden you're Googling it, right? You're fucking like on the internet looking through shit. And you're like, I don't fucking remember it being like this 10 years ago. What the fuck? And
you just what'd you do to your baby? You Googled your baby? Don't googly googly, baby.
It's just things are different. There's just so many different things you got to get. And of course, I don't know. It's just completely different. You know, it's my second, but it's my boyfriend's first. So it's even more fun for me.
Yeah, when they first come out nowadays, you have to give them a participation trophy so that way they can be a liberal when they grow up.
Because then I could pretty much like fuck with him whenever there's something I know and he doesn't know, then I just end up fucking with him. Nice. Like when he first
he looked over his shoulder.
I'm looking over because I don't want her to just fucking busting out of the bedroom like, what the fuck did you say? Because I don't want to ruin it
for myself.
Because he was, okay, we're at the doctor's office, and it was like the first time he changed a diaper. And I said, all right, cool. So, you know, change the diaper. And he's, all right, so he changed the diaper. And then he goes, okay, what do I do next? I said, blow it to dry out. This motherfucker goes, fucking goes on my fucking baby's badge, and she pisses all over, and he goes, ah!
You blew the wrong spot.
I was like fucking dying because, you know, it's like cold, so automatic, like they'll fucking piss, and she was like just pissing all over it and freaked him the fuck out. I was like dying at the doctor's office. And the nurse was like, what's wrong? Because I was like fucking just on the fucking floor. I was losing it because he was freaking out. He's like, why'd you do that? And I'm like, because it would be fucking funny. Yeah, and I didn't think you would actually fucking do it, but you did.
Nice. I remember watching Mixit go to change the diaper one of the first times, and he had the clean one under the kid, but didn't like fucking fold it over and cover anything. So
oh, it got like, all over.
Yeah, he turns around to like go get like the rest of the shit, and I'm like, you might not want to do that. And he was like, do what? I need this stuff. I'm like, yeah, but. And then as soon as he turns around, the kid starts pissing like a fucking fountain up. And he's like, God, fuck, God damn it.
Yeah. It's like the fucking Olympics.
And then he like fucking swats the diaper down. But then like now he has to change the fucking shirt because it like fucking the piss sprinkled on the fucking shirt. So now there he goes fucking having to fucking change the whole baby instead of just the diaper.
Nice.
That's funny. And of course, I breastfeed. So what people don't know about breastfed kids is they don't fucking shit a lot, actually. Contrary to like popular belief of like babies like taking a poop like all the time, breastfed kids take a poop like but every few days. But when they do, it's like a colossal fucking shit.
3 days worth of shit built up.
Basically. So the first time that ever happened, he was like, took a fucking picture, texted it to me, and he was like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, why are you taking a picture? That shit was just smeared, like, just all down her back. And I'm like, yeah, that's what happens. And he's like, for fucking how long? He's like, I thought there was something wrong with my baby. Oh my god. And then when she was born is the funniest fucking thing, because I guess, you know, like, she was born pretty hairy. I guess some babies have like that peach fuzz going. Mm-hmm. And the first three things that he said when she was born was, oh, she's got my eyes, she's really tiny, but she's really hairy. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? This little baby had like Wolverine hairs, like, going.
She's hairy like an animal.
He was like, is that gonna go away? I guess he thought he was like freaking out that she'd be like one of those like circus kids with like
fucking T-Wolf. You should have said, the good thing is Gillette makes baby back hair shavers.
But she's fine now, but it's really funny. Because like a lot of these things you don't really think about, you know, the kid, until you're starting to like realize, oh, what the hell? What the fuck is this? So yeah. It's been
How long does it go on for? It's like, well, I don't know, but you might want to like wait till she's finished shitting before you put her in the bathtub.
Oh, or that not. One. No, luckily she's never shit in the bath. Good God. That would be funny if she did, but nope, she hasn't done that. Thank God.
It's rough when it happens. That's the kind of shit people don't warn you about, like, when you're a new parent. Like, nobody says, hey, your kid at some point is going to take a shit in the bathtub.
And use it like a bar of soap.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Twice in your life.
Yeah, and whoever the fuck told... I know people tell me all the time, your second's going to be a breeze when you like give birth and stuff. Fucking bullshit. Nah. Fucking bullshit. Not this one. She took forever.
Your body's like, God damn, we're doing this again. You're going to pay.
Yeah. Your kid. Yeah. And I got hospitalized like a week after I gave birth.
Ooh. It's that's even better.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It's my body went all fucked up, jacked up, like giving birth to her.
Right.
Have a second child, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
I know, right? But she's cute as fuck, so. I tell her all the time, you're like, you're cute as hell.
That's like way nicer than what, that's way nicer than what Pepper said about her kid. Well, he's here.
Put it back.
Well, we're two different moms, cooking. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that I was like, really? How's your kid after, you know, she had him when she came home from the hospital, and she's like, well, I mean, he's here.
The cat keeps trying to bury her in the sand lot, but
shit. She was like, I was thinking maybe like, you know, it wasn't really like, it wasn't like I was just tripping and like it was just a bad dream. And I was gonna wait.
She's got two kids, right? Two?
No, just the one.
just one kid. Uh-huh. Okay, dang.
Oh, she's got two.
I'll probably kill me.
She has two. She has the one kid and the four loco.
Oh, gotcha.
That's her other kid.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah, who would have thought?
She's gonna be hella depressed if they go out of business.
Yep. Which she's, they probably will by the end of this year.
She's like, well, that's the day I stopped drinking then. I was like, really? You'd rather not drink anymore rather than being able to drink Four Loko? Like, that's... And she's like, yeah. And she was like dead serious too. I'm like, wow.
So I actually,
that's
like
crazy. Zima. I actually have never... I don't think I've ever tried a Four Loko.
You're not missing anything.
No, you're not.
Okay.
So I used to drink Zima. I actually liked it when it first came out. Even Bartles and James, right? When it went out, I just went to another drink. I wasn't like, I'm stopping this. Hell no. It's alcohol. I'm going to find something just as good, if not better.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't think I've ever had a Four Loko. It's like an energy drink, right? Almost.
It's like
tastes like liquor. No, not even. See, flavored I can't even. Liquor.
It's gross.
It's a good drink.
Dude, it fucking stinks too. Like the one she drinks, like fucking I can, like she pops the can open and like within a minute I can smell it from like where I'm sitting. I'm like, jeez. Christ.
Well,
I can't even stand energy drinks. I don't drink energy drinks either.
Well, that's probably good. But did you hear that they use vanilla extract? They use it as a substitute of the anal glands of a beaver.
Oh, I know about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Four Loko, they get it from the anal glands of a skunk. You're laughing, but I'm not.
That's what it tastes like.
Tastes like hot, sweaty ass.
It's funny because it's true.
Anal glands of a beaver. Yeah, they said everything that has like quote unquote natural flavoring has that. Oh, well, whatever. We're probably like ingesting the shit out of it by now.
That's why I always ingredients when I get anything with vanilla in it, I always make sure it actually says vanilla extract.
Instead of beaver butthole.
Beaver ass. What the hell is beaver ass? Well, put two and two together.
It's on the shelf next to Terry's yum yum sauce.
Hey, don't cut on the yum yum sauce.
Did you see the that?
This one got yum yum sauce for days.
did you see the pic that we had put up on the Instagram of, with Terry's yum yum sauce, and then like the next picture was Terry filling the bottle?
Ooh, is full. Move on to next one.
Oh man, and then like. I think this is something that like everybody's kind of going through right now that has kids that are like doing school at home is that like there was no way we could have got warned about that shit or like the kind of stupid shit that would go on when the kids fucking came home like to do school from here. And like the first one I get, like, you know, I could have said, hey, close the diaper before you turn around. You know, she could have not said blow on it. So, but like this shit, like no warning. Just
no.
Fucking straight take the fucking upside down. Like the dumb shit that they
do. It was okay in the beginning of the pandemic was fine. Like she was doing good, and then she got too fucking comfortable. And then she realized, and she had all sorts of excuses, like, we don't have to turn the camera off. So I'd be, like, coming home, and she'd be, like, in sweats with her hair looking like this, like, and I'm like, did you go to school? And she'd be like, yeah, I went to school, you know, like, eating her fucking chips and shit. I went to school, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm on break. Like, okay. And I look at her grades, and I'm like, yeah, you weren't on break the whole entire fucking day. What were you doing?
Like mine thinks he's slick and plays video games on the other screen while he's supposed to be watching class and like not doing anything else. And then he was trying to like get away with that not turning the camera on thing either. And I'm like,
yeah, well, because so, they allow it, I think.
Yeah, here in California, they can't legally enforce it. So
yeah.
Like they could just tell them we would like you to be on, but they can't, they can't make them do it.
Right.
So a lot of them don't. And he's like, well, they're not doing it. I'm like, I don't care. I already paid for the whole year in advance. I'm like, do it right. I'm like, plus your teachers keep like bugging me about it. So yeah, like shit rolls downhill, buddy.
Nice.
Yeah, that sucks. And is he going in-person school or still? Still virtual.
Nah, they start on, of all days, 420.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They started doing in-person, like, I would say maybe 2 weeks ago over here in Virginia. But it's, like, bullcrap because she goes literally for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to go the whole day either. There's, like, a certain time, like, out, so.
Yeah, here it's, like, she leaves at, like, 9, and she's back at, like, 12. And then they send all of them, like, lunch home.
Wow.
And they're only doing it, like, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Wednesday, they don't go. It's very odd. Man, what a time to go to school. I wish I had to do that.
Dude, seriously, man. Like, they, you know, they bitch, and they don't even understand how easy they have it.
No, man. They bitch so much about it. And I'm like, dang. And you know, it's so crazy because her first day, she happened to have the stomach bug or something, and she ended up puking, like, at school. And so, of course, the school was like, oh, you got to get a COVID test before she gets back because she's feeling ill, so... you know, if you don't get a COVID test, then she would have to quarantine for 10 days before she goes back. And I'm like, okay, all right. She's fine. Can she just go fucking to school tomorrow? Nope. She had to go get a COVID test. So she did. She passed. She was fine. Sent her right back to fucking school the next day. But it was like, fuck. And so then my daycare called me, of course. Saying I gotta go bring my baby back.
This is what I gave to my daughter. She's doing the whole work from home thing, school from home. She started complaining, oh, I can't do this. Oh, she's in her fucking morning dress and everything. And she's on her computer and she doesn't even go to the Zoom classes that they have set up for the you know, the teachers and whatnot. I told her, look, you're living the best time of your life. I wish I was living this timeline as your age right now, because you got nothing to worry about. You go on the computer, you do a couple things, you go to the bathroom, you do a couple things, you clean up a little bit here, you do a couple things, you get straight A's. It's so simple. You get up at 6 in the morning every day, go an hour into work, about 40-something miles, right? Go to work, walk like I walk for 5 to 10 miles in a day, sweating in a suit, maybe get something to eat if you're lucky, work until late, and then drive all the way back home, you know, tired and, you know, tired from everything at work and having to deal with all the yelling at home. That day, you do that, I'll have more respect for you. And she just kind of looked at me, rolled her eyes, and then I just freaking laid into her. I didn't hit her. I just like, you don't know nothing. You know, I just everything with her about life and everything that's going to happen when she grows up, because tell you what, when they hit the door at 18, when they're out in the real world, nobody loves them. Nobody cares about them. Everybody's trying to make a buck, and nobody's going to look out for them except family.
Yeah, that's true.
It's funny to be on the other side of the wall when you hear, like, the kids start to get laid into after they were annoying you earlier that day, too. Like, I hear Fuck Checker start to lay into them with, are you out of your fucking mind? And I'm like, oh, here we go. Looking out every once in a while. Get them! Get him!
Get that strap into his back.
Let him have it.
That's crazy. I know.
I remember
this puberty age is like something else.
Having to walk a mile in school, rain, freaking super hot days in California in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley. Just sweating bullets, getting all the way there and walking all the way back. And her school is right around the corner. Not even a quarter of the distance. Like, God dang.
That reminds me of like the high school situation I had. I was like, I went to a school that it took me like an hour and 45 minutes to get there on the bus because I didn't have a car. Mm-hmm. And then senior year came and I switched schools to a school that was like a 10-minute walk. And that's when I ended up getting a car.
Getting started up. Drive for a second and then get there.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 blocks. My dad's like, why you bother taking the car? I'm like, so I can leave 10 minutes before school starts.
See, the upshot of me going that 1 mile walk to school, that was elementary. when I got into high school, the high school was right around the corner, literally a stone throw away. I could just cross
the
school grounds. So I would come home for lunch and, you know, football events. I'd go play football and I'd walk home and shower because I ain't watching other dudes' dicks as best as I can. I had a weird thing about that.
We reserve that for porn.
Which we've already laid out. It took me about a couple hours, but I got that code from the box, the cable box.
Yeah, that was that was fucking weird shit that, like, all of a sudden, like, everybody was just at home, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to work out well for some people.
Oh, no. Like, they don't realize how much of an asshole their kids are until they're home.
And some of them, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fucking karma for all the fucking, my kid's great. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, luckily, I've always had to just, like, say it. It was my boyfriend not had to do, it was Wilson had to stay home most of the time due to the whole pandemic thing in and out. But for the most part, I was like, I was considered essential.
Nice.
I'm not essential. No, I work for a car dealership. I don't know why we're considered fucking essential, but we are. Like,
because stimulus checks are coming out. They're trying to funnel that fucking money back into the system.
It's fucking crazy how, like the whole entire time we were open, like, everyone was just like, I don't know. Everyone at work was like, this lady was like, I don't know why we're considered essential. And I'm like, I don't know either. You know, we sell cars. That's real essential. But I guess it's because, you know, the industry makes so much money for the economy or whatever, so they
got to clean out you got to clean out the trunks from all those dead hookers. You got dead hookers in these cars.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh man, so what else has been going on?
Did you guys get your vaccinations? Are you going to?
Yeah, I got my first one last week, so I got the next
one. Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Oh, fine. I only, like, felt a little sluggish the next day, but otherwise, I didn't feel anything.
Really?
Yeah.
But you haven't taken the second one.
No, uh-uh. And Fuck Checker is getting hers tonight, so I guess we'll see what I'm in store for. Man, that's going to
fuck. I was going to say, because I heard the second one is going to be a bitch.
Yeah, that's what Guitar Guy said,
at least
too.
That's what everyone's been saying.
Yeah, I haven't gotten mine yet. I probably got to go out and get it, because I'm definitely essential through my business. Because if the $1 million equipment goes down and they need somebody on site to troubleshoot, I have to go. I'm one of the handful that has to go.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to get mine. Should I?
I mean, if you're dealing with the general public, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
That's a lot of people.
I lock myself in my office. I'm very blessed that I have my own space. So, away from people.
She's like fucking booby traps down the hall. Fucking
dude, I put my handy dandy pumping at work.
Nice
sign outside of my office, and they always have to knock and make sure that I'm not pumping. Most of the time, I'm not fucking pumping. Fucking pumping my tits.
You just leave the machine going for fucking background noise.
Not really. It's more like taking fucking selfies or something. Taking nudes. Taking nudes for the boy pee.
Nice.
You know, trying to get another one, babe, another baby going.
Look, the chooch looks better now.
Oh man,
taking advantage of my bigger boobs. Because you know it's gonna flatten back out when it's all
every
done.
Time they walk by your office, they're ba-ding, ba-ding. What's going on in there?
Yeah.
building content for her our OnlyFans account. I mean, I've seen our Instagram and Twitter feed. I mean, that if like, we started OnlyFans, that would be like the most ridiculous shit ever. Because that shit's not censored, right? Like, it's whatever. Like,
I guess. I don't know. It seems like you're contemplating on making your own OnlyFans.
We'll make one for the fucking, for the show.
Like, make your own bath water and sell it in individual vials to all your OnlyFans.
Wow. I would do it.
Or we go live on OnlyFans and we just broadcast the show.
Oh, shit. Fucking.
Right?
Why won't we do that?
Fuck it. I'm down. Oh, man. Wait till the other podcast. See the fucking... You can promote yourself like that? Fuck that. Then you know who started the trend.
Fuck, no shame.
Watch us be the ones that fucking ruin OnlyFans.
I'm sure we could find a B team at some strip club, have them do something in the background.
Holy shit.
We'll just superimpose them dancing on the fucking screen.
Man, how long do those titties go? All the way down to the knees, bub.
That's funny.
Which brings up a funny topic. Back in 91, when I was going to school out in Arizona, mm-hmm. one of my retarded friends, who was like 6'5" and just like, I don't know, he had some issues, right? As he was born. Uh-huh. He takes us to this club down on Van Buren out here, which back in the day was just like a shithole. Drug dealers, prostitutes, all that stuff. It was called the Blue Moon, no less, right? So to get into this place was a 50 cent cover charge. 50 cents. That tells you something's wrong. The second key that something's wrong is that it's BYOB.
Fucking backyard party.
I'm like,
really?
You have to bring your own. Yeah. And that's how he laughs. Yeah, it's a bring your own beer. Like, all right, whatever. So I put the two, you know, saw nickels down, right? Get in there, and out there's Margaret doing her dance, and her tits are no joke below her waist as she's flopping around. He's like, look at those things flop. Like, yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. But that was the last 5 minutes, or not even 5 minutes, like a couple minutes, and that was the end of her show. So she got off stage, and then the next girl got up, and she didn't look any better. She was younger, though, and, you know, things were a little bit better up top, but she had a black eye, a couple track marks on her arm, and she couldn't dance for shit. Christ. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the worst strip club I've ever been to. He's like, you going to put a buck down? Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like the Glitter Gulch in downtown Vegas. It's not there anymore, but that's, yeah. That's where I got that refund on the lap dance.
That's crazy.
Did you leave a brown stain on your lap?
It wasn't supposed to be mine. It was supposed to be Catalina V's. And afterwards, she's like, "Oh, now I'm glad she didn't dance for me."
Shit. It was just a smear.
Fucking snail trail.
Do you remember that night as blood sport?
Oh god.
I remember it as that. Other people remember it as me standing on top of a table spitting out the drink pourer and like just chugging out of the bottle, but I don't remember that. I'm not gonna say that it probably didn't happen, but I'm just gonna say that I don't remember that.
That's a safe way to go.
And nobody used it as a Christmas card or anything. And so apparently there was no picture. So good.
Yep. Because what happens in Vegas sometimes stays in Vegas.
Like when they hang over, except for herpes, that shit will come back with you.
It will. That and a little dick in your face out of a trunk.
So Jasmine's, oh, I remember we were going to ask her. We had a question like that we said we'll ask her next time we talk to her. on the show last night. So
how
do you feel about the whole fucking the Asian people are now getting a pass on stuff and because of the Stop Asian Hate thing? So like it's your guys' 15 minutes. It officially started. Like, how do you feel?
How do I feel? I mean, I don't know. I'm indifferent about it. I mean, I definitely support the cause if that's what you're asking, but I mean, I don't know.
Are you going to riot?
Am I going to riot?
Yeah. Well,
just are we supposed to be rioting? Shit. Well,
sure. Why not? Everybody else does.
Instead of pulling up with the shopping carts, they're gonna be pulling up to the stores with the fucking rickshaws, loading them up, and then fucking.
Hey now.
Or the what was the other one, like Asians that are half black and half like, you know, like Thai, like what sign are they gonna carry? Black ties matter.
Because it's both. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really bother me that it's out there. I think it should be out there.
Have you used the card yet?
Have I used the card?
Have you pulled that card yet? Like some of my black friends do during Black History Month?
Man, let me tell you, I'll fucking use the card whenever I want to fucking use the card. It don't matter what time of day it is. I mean, I live in the fucking South, so it happens a lot out here. So, I mean,
knock before entering, I'm pumping. Which incidentally doesn't work well for a man.
Then nobody wants to knock.
Well, some people do. You just don't want them knocking on your door, is what I'm saying. Or the back door either.
I mean, it's great. I think that everyone's like raising awareness about it. But other than that, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I don't know why it's like super controversial, aside from the fact that there is a lot of Asian violence that are going on around, you know, here lately. But I don't know. I feel kind of indifferent about it, really.
The reason I was asking is because last night we were talking about Ray, the guitar guy's his Facebook comment. He had a Facebook post that kind of started a fucking war, and it was over something like really trivial.
What did it say?
The first like comment was like just something lame, and then the next person was like an Android user saying like, I've never had that problem with an Android or whatever, and this and that.
Okay.
And then fucking iPhone user
fight,
yeah, starts fucking arguing back about like storage space and this and that, and then it fucking escalates where fucking one's calling another one a cunt and the other one's calling her fucking redneck trailer trash. And so
okay.
It was like, I guess two white chicks and then an Asian chick, and like the two white chicks got banned from Facebook for 7 days or got put in Facebook jail for 7 days, and the Asian chick, nothing.
Well, I wonder why that is.
So I got a question. Where the hell is Rodney King in all this? Why can't we all just get along?
Didn't he die?
I don't know.
I think he's probably got beat. No, he survived that one, and then I survived the riot that happened after that. That was a fucking, oh man, talk about riots, that was some fucking shit. Like, all of a sudden, like, one day, like, you just fucking walk out, and boom, National Guard. I'm like, what the fuck? And it was like, the kids tried to tell me, oh, well, you don't know what it's like being locked down, and I'm like, yeah, I do. I lived through the LA riots. I'm like, we can go anywhere. Like, there are people with guns outside saying, get the fuck back in your house. And I'm like, so, like, you just have to wear a mask when you go outside. Masks doesn't stop the fucking bullets. But I don't know.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Are people just generally pressed about this whole entire thing that's going on.
It's a hot topic right now. It was, and so it was, you know, because it was, you know, such a hot topic, it was relatively easy to write jokes about it. I mean, I was surprised how well they were just kind of coming out, and it was, I was like, I heard some of them as I was saying, and I was like, wow, that's going to piss some people off.
Oh.
Not that I'm sorry or anything. But
of course you're not.
Don't ever use that goddamn word again. Even if you're joking.
I like where one of the guys in the house band, he was talking to one of the other guys, and he said something to the effect of like bad Asian driver, and he's like, I'm just fucking around, but you know what I'm talking about though, right? And so everybody just starts fucking laughing, and then like it took fucking the dude that he told it to a minute to process, and he was like, oh, you fucking asshole. Best back face fucking apology I've ever fucking seen.
Nice.
Which is that serious, but you know what I'm talking about though, right? Like he was like fucking dead serious when he said it.
So let me ask you this. I just want to ask. Mm-hmm. Would it be okay? How would you feel about, you know how some people, I just got to ask. What if a white person were to ask you, trying to make it feel like they're kind of buddy buddies with you, and refer to you as like a beaner, but they're white? And
just would a stranger, you be okay, right? With that?
Somebody, I would say
somebody I know.
I would say, okay, like let's say an acquaintance or something. How would you feel about that? Is that
way.
Something you normally would brush off, or would you be like, this motherfucker?
Well, I would think that it would, I mean, I would think that it gave me the open door to like fucking be me and not like fucking have to sugarcoat or hide anything in it after that. Like I wouldn't have to behave anymore. Like, so that's what it tells me. Like I don't take offense to it. It just is like, all right, cool. I got the green light.
So oh, okay. So it's like, to you, it's like, okay, fine. An eye for an eye then. Like,
it's like a green light to assholery.
Okay. Okay. Cause sometimes I think about that. Like I had this instance where like a coworker was like referring, like she was like talking to me and referred to me as like a jungle Asian. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, nice. That kind of stopped me in my tracks. Like what the fuck? Like I was just like, I didn't react, but I totally made like, it's just kind of like, whoa, like you're a fucking white girl. Like, did you just like, you just called me a jungle Asian. Like, are you fucking like, where's HR? Like, what the fuck? That just took me aback, you know? Like, I get it. Like, some people try to be like some people, some white people know their place in a sense. And I feel like, okay, like from a colored person to a colored person, like, I feel like we can rag on each other like all day, right? Yeah. Because it's like, we're not white. But I don't know. Coming from a white person, that kind of just makes me like, go, whoa. Like, hold your horses, cracker. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't bust out. Don't bust out, like, the white bed sheet over your head. Like, what the fuck? Did you just really?
That's I don't know. Around, cracker says, what?
So I don't know. That's why I had to ask you, because I had that instance and I didn't know how to, like, I knew how to react, but like I wanted to say something, but like at the same time I'm like, yeah, I think I'm just gonna let her say that in front of somebody who's gonna say something to her.
I sometimes use that kind of thing to meet people. Like I met one of the guys in the house band at work like that. He's Asian, and so like he wasn't there the first day. They said the IT guy will be in tomorrow, and I had seen everybody else that worked in the office, and so his Asian dude comes in and I'm like, hey man, are you so-and-so? And he's like, yeah, how did you know? I'm like, oh, well, they said the IT guy would be in tomorrow, so I just assume, you know. And he was like, wow. Yeah, I'm him. Wow. I'll be back. And he, like, just kind of walked to his office, and he said that when he got there, like, he walked in and he sat down. He was like,
yeah.
Did he really? And he was like, yeah, he fucking did. He's like, and that was pretty fucking funny. And then he starts laughing his ass off. He's like, yeah, I'm going to like this guy. Or, you know, calling the Hawaiian dude in the band a fucking poi monkey. Like, like it flew. Like, I heard other shit, like, get said that was way less offensive. But again, it wasn't a, what do they call them? POCs?
POC, yep.
We talked
my
about
fellow that. POC.
We talked about that like a couple episodes ago. The term POC, and like I think the consensus was just use the fucking ethnic slur. Like we already know where you're going with that.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I just feel like it's a little bit easier for like minorities to talk to each other that way in some ways than it would be like coming from a white person, unless they're real comfortable with you, I guess, and it's cool. But sometimes coming from like, I don't know, that just took me aback because I'm like, dang, you just call me a jungle Asian white girl. Like,
there's only so many Ralphie Mays in the world, you know what I mean? They can fucking be white and get away with saying shit like that.
Yeah, I'm like, dang, we not on that level yet. Like,
so if I don't know somebody and they come up and say some shit like that, then yeah, I could see that mindset. But the things that I say, the things that I think, if I know somebody somewhat and they say that to me, the first thing I'm doing is, oh shit, don't hit me, massa, don't hit me. And I'm on the ground, you know, doing some shit. I'll mow the lawn. Don't give me a nickel, please. Come on. And then embarrass the fuck out of them. Because I ain't gonna let that shit fly, you know. The laugh just be on me. Everybody's gotta enjoy it. But right. You know, to take offense all the time to someone saying like that, the first thing I do is, number one, kill them with kindness. And number two, go over the top with the joke and just make them look like shit. So that way they think twice before they go out to me and say something like that. Now, that goes on two notes, key notes, and that is that they know that I'm joking around, but hey, be careful what you say. And number two, they know they can come to me for a good joke. And that's some of the stuff I lay down at work. There's a lot of guys go, oh, there's Oscar. You better watch out for that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, getting ready to tell this joke at work, and there was two dudes that were standing there. It was like one Jewish dude and like the Asian dude, and you know, and so I'm getting ready to tell a joke, and the like fucking dude stops me, and he's like, that guy is like, nah, don't, like, he's not down for those kinds of jokes. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I guess he heard him, and so he's like, no, I'm like, I'm cool, like, fucking go ahead, I have a good sense of humor. And I was like, okay. And so, like, I start telling the joke, and the dude in the back is like going, no, stop, like, don't do it.
Of course. And like, there you were, fucking just going at it.
I was committed. And so, like, I was like, did you hear about the new Jewish tire? And his face kind of dropped, and I knew I should have stopped, but I'm like, oh well, I'm fucking too late now. It'll stop on a dime and pick it up. And
but they're like, it was just a tip at first, but now it's going all the way balls deep.
And then the other Jewish dude that was like, that was trying to warn me, like, he's not down for those kinds of jokes, he's laughing, he's dying laughing. And then, so the other guy like walked around the corner to like fucking laugh his ass off, and this dude was like totally not fucking amused.
Hey, man. You asked for it though, right?
Leave it to Jester, man.
That's what I
can't take that. Can't take that boy nowhere. Shit.
Yes, I told dude. I was like, I mean, we tried to warn you.
Tried to warn you. He should come with a warning label.
Well, Neo tried to warn him. He didn't try very hard, but he tried.
He had one of those fake tattoos with warning on the forehead. Going to say some shit that's going to offend you, make you mad.
Yo, that'd be good on a shirt. Possibly offensive.
And then underneath it,
possibly.
Underneath it, no regrets.
100% guaranteed.
I'm going to say what I must say, and you better shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, it makes for a good show. At least the stories.
So we were coming out of the fab where I work, and I was going to a new position. So I was training a new guy to take my position. Walking by the group, and everybody's sitting at lunch at a table, and they're talking. Hey guys, how you doing? And they're all, hey, what's up? Oh, what's up? Hey, yo, this is so-and-so, you know, and I'm training him. So you're going to see him a lot lately. You're going to see him walking around, and I'm going to teach him stuff. And he's going to be teaching you guys from the learnings I give him. All right, cool. I'm like, yeah, that's Joe, that's John, that's so-and-so. Oh, and that's Shakes McGee. And the guy that I told Shakes McGee's all, God damn it, you stupid fucking spick. Go mow my fucking lawn. You can't talk to me like that. Oh, my God. He's new. And now he's going to call me Shakes. And he's legitimately pissed. I got him good. Now, to give you some idea of what this guy's like, he was taking pills, and that caused him to jitter a lot, you know. And so we would have fun with him all the time, right? Hey, you want me to shake this whole tool so you can get that goddamn screw in? Because we need to get the hell out of here. Fuck you! So as I told Shakes McGee, you know, I was like, yeah. He was just genuinely pissed. Meanwhile, this guy's standing on my shoulder just like, the fuck's going on here? This guy's pissed off. I'm like, don't worry about it. He'll jitter it off. And I go, jitterbug, and we start walking by, right? Everyone's dying laughing at the table. This guy's freaking out. Shakes McGee's trying to throw shit at me. I'm like, I'll talk to you later, guy. And we're walking by. Later on, I talked to him. He goes, man, I was so pissed at you. I go, I know. And that's why I did it. And then I walked away.
One time we're at a buffet, right? And there's this lady there, she's wearing a fucking eye patch, and I couldn't help it, and I asked, was it all fun and games until that point? But
really?
Fuck Checker was like, Jesus Christ, and then just walked away, and the oldest kid like heard it too and just was like, wow, and then turned around and walked the other direction, and like, but it was okay in the end because the lady didn't even speak English, so.
Oh, my God.
She didn't even know I was talking to her.
I saw a guy with an eye patch walking by one time going, Vasky Landlava.
That's fucked up.
Hey, he looked at me and goes, arr. That was a good time.
He looks at you. That's my good eye.